escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bill looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It's good to have you listening, Atlanta. We are counting down to the start of the NFL season, and we have some new info today because we have guys that were released, let go, and now some of these guys have made their way back to the practice squad. We'll tell you all about that here in just a minute. But as we talk about where we are, and Mike and I started the show today talking about this right tackle situation on the offensive line. And what we've come to realize is that the Falcons are bringing in a bunch of guys, JIC, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure if we'll see them. We're not sure if they're going to play. We don't know how much they'll actually compete. These guys need to come in, learn the system, Mike. But Ryan Haynes, a seventh-round draft pick for the Dolphins in 2023, is one of those guys. Carter Warren, an offensive tackle for the Jets, who was a fourth-round pick, is one of those guys. And today it just feels like, hey, okay, we're adding a bunch of tackles to the practice squad.
Yeah, man. So what do we do here? You try to make lemonade out of lemons. Now, I brought this up to Carl earlier. When Dean Pease was in here at age 70, we had a bunch of guys. It was kind of the same deal. We had guys off waiver wire. We had just dudes. Remember, you were joking around. We were looking at the roster that day. And you're like, who are these guys? And I was doing the D-led voice. They're just a bunch of dudes.
That's right.
They're just dudes. They had a body, and they played some football at some level. And Dean Pease actually had a pretty good year with those guys. So right now, what do we get? What do we do? Elijah Wilkinson starts right now. Can a guy like Carter Warren, who played some games for the Jets, he's a former fourth-round pick, Michael Jarrell, Seattle Seahawks, played three games. They picked up Ryan Hayes. He got cut by the Dolphins. He played for Harbaugh in Michigan. These are the dudes that will be battling. I just posted the image of the guy we were just talking about, Carl, earlier in the show, a guy named Tegan Quidoriano, who at 6'6", 259, might be that extra tight end chipping in to help out on the right side if it is going to be like a turnstile at the right tackle. Look, it's not a great spot to be in because they still have not formalized their practice squad. Do you believe they're still making some phone calls?
I do. I just feel like this is fluid. They're not going to just say, we've got all the tackles in the building we need. They may be looking for a specific deal with a specific guy that maybe, Mike, they've pinpointed and said, hey, if this guy's available now, what's it going to take? Again, they're not trading a second or a third round pick to go get a guy. This deal to go get Carter Warren, Mike, that you know, that's the kind of thing that you're looking at. Sixth, seventh round, a future sixth or seventh round, but you're not going to give up high draft capital to go make this happen. One, because you feel like you're going to be okay.
Right.
I know we don't. They do. Two, then you're going to say, well, Dukes and Bell, why are they bringing all these guys in? JIC. Yeah, just in case.
You have to. You got it. Look, I mean, every NFL team goes through this. We had a guy hit us up early. We opened up the phone lines. The guy's like, how do we not have this depth? To lose a starting tackle and your best, swing tackle, the odds of that, I don't know if you went to Vegas. Is that 5,000 to 1?
Very slim.
It's pretty slim, but it happened. And unfortunately, Storm Norton, we knew he had an ankle injury. Turns out he had to have surgery. And then we lose Caleb McGarry. That the word, as you guys now know, became official that he's out for the season. So that's an area where I thought our general manager has done a really good job. I thought bringing in a guy, finding, for instance, who the hell knew who Storm Norton was? And he's plugged in and started games both at left and right tackle. And even though maybe he's not as a physical a player as Caleb in the run game, he was more than adequate in pass defense, or pass protection, I should say. But with this schedule, Bucks, Vikings, Panthers, Commanders, then we get the bye week, and then maybe we catch a break and Storm Norton's ready to go for the Bills.
Let's hope so. 404-726-0929. That is the number. You can find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. And, of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. Week one, he's got to be a game manager. And the reason is simple. We're talking about having this situation at right tackle, and we don't know how that's going to look. And I'm telling you that Michael Penix, to come out and think that he's going to sling the ball around the yard against a very potent Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense, is not a game I want to be in. Not right now. I think, Mike, the Bucs, who, by the way, when you look at the statistics, last year, third in the league in passing the football. The Bengals, the Lions, the Bucs. And, oh, by the way, they got better at wide receiver with the kid they drafted out of Ohio State,
Abuka, yeah.
Abuka. And I don't think we realize how good their run game was. This is a team that's going to be able to score. And my point is, Mike, I don't want to come out and just think, well, you know what, Penix is going to make a pee. He'll be fine. Let's just throw it around the yard. Be a game manager. Don't turn it over. Let's run the football. And I'm saying this now. We're 8 days away from kickoff, okay? 9 days away from kickoff. Run the ball, and let's not put this pressure on Michael Penix, Mike, with the right tackle situation still being a question mark to most of us.
Right, but you know what's happening right now. You just said that there's guys in their cars going, oh, hell no.
Game manager.
Hell no.
Game manager.
What are you talking about?
Don't screw this up.
Already it's going to come on the text line. I can see it already. I mean, what are you? He's here to drop dives 60 yards in the air. I want to see.
No Darnell Mooney?
I want to see some asses shaking down the field.
I want some perfection.
To paraphrase what Day-Day?
Morris Day?
It's Morris Day in the time, man. It's Purple Rain. Come on, man. But anyway, that's what people want to see. They want to see the downfield action. Another point, I agree with Carl. I'm just telling you how some of the people are going to feel about your comments, because Darnell Mooney might not be able to go week one.
That's what I'm saying.
Not be 100%. Ray McCloud, you got backups. So you're going to have to lean into it. But the question mark then becomes, you know, Tampa Bay's no bunch of nitwits. Todd Bowles and his defense are going to get their linebackers up. They're going to be trying to squash that run game. You know, we talked about Vita Vea, Kalijah Kancey, Diaby, you know, Levante David, Hassan Reddick they got from the Jets. That's coming at you, man, in waves. So that's why we worry about this first week. That's why keep your head above water, maybe go .500 through those first four games, man, while you straighten out your right tackle.
Yeah, look.
Because if Penix has to be a game manager and teams are taking away the run game, well, all of a sudden, James Pierce Jr. better be the guy that leads the league in sacks.
No doubt. And that was a storyline that we were talking about earlier in the show as well, as Lewis Riddick came out and said he thinks he can lead the league in sacks. Now, that is a bold and fearless prediction, as I like to say, and we'll give you some of those guys as we get ready for the season. But there's nobody around the country going, who? James Pierce Jr. leading the league in sacks. Did you forget about T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett and all of these edge rushers? Hey, you might even be forgetting about Micah Parsons, who might be playing for a new deal the way this thing is going with the Dallas Cowboys. There are some guys that are going to be able to get after it. But let's say this. If he is even in the conversation, we got the right guy. If James Pierce Jr., if JPJ is in the conversation, Mike, and we're talking about him potentially having that same cachet as some of these guys, and we're saying, oh, you know, he's got 7-8 sacks. I'm going to be ecstatic. The thing that concerns me, sorry, is where's Jalen Walker going to be in this equation? Is he going to be a guy that gets 5, 6, 7, 8 sacks this season? That's my question, because I just don't know what to think right now about that. 404-726-0929, game manager.
And that's where, you know, fans right now going, game manager. I didn't buy my season tickets, you know, game manager. I want to see some action.
So you want to see Penix throw it a lot, throw a couple of picks, and lose the game instead of managing this game so we can get through this first week.
Penix is going to they're going to be in the shotgun. He's going to immediately move to his left. He will get behind Jake Matthews and Bergeron. Because the other side is not going to end well. No, but this is why. You know, guy hit me up, and it's funny. Guy just hit me up on the text. You guys are making too much out of this, right? Do you understand? Like, I'm not trying to condescend.
We're trying to make too much out of it.
All right, you know what? Let me give you an example. Okay, one of my favorite games, because it's always fun when the Cowboys come to town and we beat them. Remember the game, and I forget, Day-Day, do you remember who the Cowboys tackle was who got hurt? And they went, and their backup got hurt?
Oh, we had 6 sacks.
What was it, Tyron Smith? Adrian Claiborne had 6 sacks against option C.
Yes.
That's why this ish matters. We're not, again, yes, we like to have fun and we shout and we yell, but this isn't a hyperbole train. This is a reality train, man. Claiborne had the game of his life against the backup's backup from the Dallas Cowboys.
True story.
That's why this matters.
True story. By the way, Bucks last year, 41 touchdowns. Only teams that had more, Bengals, Ravens. Come on. And I think they're better.
But I don't think you can beat the Bucks being a game manager. I think it has to be what it was in both those games. You got to sling it.
Oh,
I mean, you got to be. I think those games.
Yahoo!
Unless, well, that's a great question.
Wait, is Drake going to have 25 catches for 350 yards?
This is where that practice we saw Bijan out wide will come in handy. Because Pitts is going to be one of the quasi-wideouts.
I know.
And you'll have Pitts next to Drake. I mean, you might actually see this if Darnell, unless you feel Casey Washington can do the role.
And by the way.
I mean, we're spitballing here. Zach's hopefully got a plan. We are not privy to just how banged up Mooney is. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. And here's the other side of this. By the way, I'm not saying I don't want to see Michael Penn. No, trust me. I want to see my quarterback do his thing. But put him in a position to win the game. Don't expect him to go out there and throw it 45 times. Now, by the way, if we're down 21, he's going to have to throw it 45 times. But I'm not going into the game and putting that on Michael Penix, not knowing what Mike just laid out to you. Can Elijah really protect? Have you guys looked at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive line? Do you guys know what they're throwing at us? I'm being serious right now. Like, we act as if,
I told you,
they're an average defensive line. Let me give you the names.
I just gave them to you, man. Yeah.
Vita Vea. Have you seen this man?
Yes.
Okay.
He's the Kool-Aid man. He really is.
He's a beast. Kalaja Kansi is a guy that they compared to Aaron Donald coming out of school. Now, he's not Aaron Donald, but, Mike, he's a really good defensive lineman.
13 sacks his first 2 seasons.
Come on, man. They're linebackers. Yeah. Son Reddick's now on that team.
Yeah, we talked about it from the Jets. Levante David. I mean, they got some dudes.
I'm not sure.
Whitfield roaming around the back.
Yeah, I just don't think, like, you go, well, all right. Look, it's not saying we can't handle it. All I'm saying is you don't put your quarterback in danger by dropping him back 58 times.
But this is the kind of game, like, if you go back to the second game, and we came back, we got the big stop, we had the field goal from Koo, we go to overtime, you know, and I thought, you know, in that game, Liam Cohen, who's now the Jacksonville coach, kind of blew the, you know, kind of screwed things. He got very conservative, don't you think?
He did.
The regular season and regulation. The Tampa game, I thought they didn't run Bucky Irving enough, but that's a them problem. But if you go back and look at that game, we ran the ball, we established the play action, and then Kirk Cousins hitting Darnell Mooney. He hit Pitts twice for 2 touchdowns.
What's up, Darnell?
And then when the game got a little iffy, all of a sudden A.J. Terrell, that was also the game where Jesse Bates had the strip.
Strip sack!
Actually fumble. It was in the out. It was in the defensive back.
Get on it!
But you get the idea.
Tip ball! I love it.
But
I
that's
love
why.
It.
But that's a divisional rival. That's why divisional games are always so evenly matched, because you know them and they know you. But that's why we say that group of dudes Carl just talked about coming after your right side, which is the blind side of Michael Penix.
And let's not forget, Mike, they have one of the best defensive coaches and defensive minds in the game. Todd Bowles is damn good, right, guys. Has been. Ask about him. Ask guys around the league. Todd Bowles is a good defensive coordinator and has been. So it's not just having the dudes. He knows how to use the dudes.
Well, it could be a guy in Carter Warren, a former Pitt Panther, pretty good school for producing tackles. Oren looked it up earlier. You said one of the Jets writers said he struggles in pass protection.
Oh, great. Okay. Great. And now you guys don't want him to be a game manager.
Well, that's Carter Warren. Elijah Wilkinson, a guard, now becoming a tackle. Michael Jarrell, as we said, started 3 games for Seattle. And Ryan Hayes cut by the Dolphins.
Those are the three guys.
As D Led said, that's your 5-man battle. Joe Parker in there for right tackle.
Let's talk to Keith in Cartersville. Keith, appreciate you dialing us up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what's on your mind?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Game manager, Michael Penix Jr. is that guy. If you go back to that tape against that Texas game, it didn't matter who was protecting him on that other side. He will come out and he will prove everybody wrong about the game manager position. I get the concern on the on that side. We already had concerns with McGarry anyways.
True.
But I'm
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Telling you, he is going to put the league on notice this year.
All right.
No doubt about it.
That I believe.
But you're just talking about the first few weeks of the season.
Pick your spots. Right. Let's not go crazy the first game. We got a long season. But I do agree with you because I've said this. Michael Penix is going to shock the NFL.
But Carl wants you to have a boring Falcons season. That's what I hear.
That's not what I see.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.